This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. We got Selena Zito coming up a half hour from now. Breakdown what's happening in middle America. Are they happy? Are they mad about Trump's presidency? I don't know. We'll ask Selena about that. We'll talk a little bit more about this Russia-Ukraine stuff. That stuff looks like it's moving forward nicely. We should all celebrate that. So there's a whole realignment of the world thing happening right now, and we're going to get to that in depth. I wanted to touch on a couple things first before we get to that, and then we'll get to emails first. I keep getting emails, many of them. Clearly it's something on your mind about the Epstein list. Jesse, where's the Jeffrey Epstein client list? Jesse, why haven't they released it? Jesse, they promised they'd release it. Where is it? Where is it? What's happening? What's happening? So let's talk about this. You know who Jeffrey Epstein is, billionaire financier, and what his ties are, what his links were. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. There are people, very credible people, who believe he was part of Mossad, Israeli intelligence. And Mossad, Israeli intelligence, you should understand this, they do spy on everyone. It is well known. They spy on their enemies. They spy on their friends. They, for obvious reasons, collect blackmail stuff on people. Mossad spies on everyone. Israel, they really operate their foreign policy in that way. It's really spy-centric. They're a small country, only 8 million people. They need to know more than everyone else, and they're very good at it. They're very, very good at it. Maybe the best in the world, to be honest with you. So is he tied to Mossad? Is he tied to the CIA? I've had people tell me that before. He's a CIA asset collecting things. I've heard, you name it, I've heard it about Jeffrey Epstein. We're not going to go into that. It's not going to matter for the purposes of our conversation. But for our conversation now, Jeffrey Epstein had files on whom? Powerful people. Powerful men. He documented everything. Look, you can go read. You can go read about it. In fact, you can look at a picture of the drawer full of DVDs that he recorded of powerful men doing, I don't know, I don't want to watch them, but I doubt it's kid-friendly. Now, nobody's actually gotten to watch those because after they raided his New York home, miraculously, the FBI stepped in and said, hey, we can't take these DVDs. Leave them here. Then they went back home. Then they figured out, wait, we should take the DVDs. They showed back up, and miraculously, the DVDs were gone. You can go read about this. This is all documented stuff. I don't know what his background was, whether he was CIA or I don't have any idea. But Jeffrey Epstein was a man who collected information, blackmail information, intentionally on the most powerful people on the planet. I know you've already seen the Bill Clinton painting he had in his home. You've seen it, right? If you haven't, it's a very odd-looking painting, to put it mildly. Bill Clinton, the very much still-living former president of the United States of America, Jeffrey Epstein, had a painting of Bill Clinton dressed up in a blue dress, a woman's dress. It's just kind of gives you the skeevies when you look at it, a little creepy. What else do we know? We know that Jeffrey Epstein was signed into the Bill Clinton White House multiple times. This is not, none of these are allegations. These are things we know. We know, at least in part, that Bill Gates's ex-wife, Melinda, she told a magazine that she divorced him in part because of his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, how bad does your relationship with your buddy have to be that your wife divorces you over it. I've had plenty of friends my wife thought were a little rough around the edges. What do I have to be doing with my friends that'll have her say, no, we're not going to be married anymore? He collected information on wealthy, powerful people, Hollywood elite, British royal family members, powerful people. Now let's talk about the list. I want to see that list. You want to see that list. We have Ghislaine Maxwell sitting in prison for, look, I didn't come up with this. Someone else came up with it a long time ago, but it's true. She's sitting in prison for trafficking underage women to nobody? She's the only one in prison? She's the only one that went to prison? None of the dudes went to prison? I want to know who should go to prison. I want to know. Look, you've heard the testimony, I'm assuming, or at least you know about the testimony of some of these women who have survived it. Man, it's tough to listen to. They drugged them and abused them. It's really hard to listen to. It's awful. I want to see that list. So why haven't we seen the list? We were promised the list. You were promised the list. You're mad you haven't seen it. I'm mad I haven't seen it. Why haven't we seen it? Okay, so there are a couple things at play here. First, are you 100% sure you want to see that list? Chris says yes. Okay. All right. Let me ask you one more time. Are you 100% sure you want to see that list? Are you 100% sure someone you love, someone you care about, is not on that list? Because I've had little birdies tell me, be careful what you wish for when it comes to the Epstein list. There may be some names on there you're not celebrating. If you think the Epstein list is going to be Bill Clinton and Bill Gates, and that's it, you got another thing coming. And no, Chris, I've not heard Trump. I've not heard that Trump is on that list. I realized I was so cryptic about that I made it sound like Trump's on the list. I have actually had no, I don't think Trump did that at all. From what I understand from people who would know, he's not on the list. He's not, but remember, there are a lot more people than just Donald Trump out there. So that's one. Are you 100% sure you want to see the list? Now, I still say yes. Are you still with me? Okay, we'll say yes. But there's another part of this. Lawyers, like so many things in life, are very, very, very much subject to the rule of you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. It's one of the things, and I don't know how to fix this. It's one of the things that's actually grossly unfair about our justice system. I know we have a bunch of guys in prison who listen to the show. How many of you right now are nodding your head or throwing things against the wall because your lawyer was an idiot because you didn't have the money to go pay some $500, $1,000 an hour lawyer who would have got you off scot-free? Instead, your lawyer's a moron and now you're doing 20 years. You get what you pay for when it comes to lawyers. What kind of a lawyer do you think Bill Gates has? I should say lawyers, plural. Which law firm works for Bill Gates? What kind of a lawyer do you think Bill Clinton can dig up? The Hollywood actors who are undoubtedly going to be on there. Members of the British royal family. How many cease and desist letters do you think have landed on Pam Bondi's desk by high-powered attorneys who know the law inside and out? How many letters, how many legal challenges is she currently sifting through before she can release the list? Remember, everybody's subject to the law. She can't just throw it up on Twitter and say, have a good time. If the law says you can't, the law says you can't. Now, none of this is an excuse, and none of this was meant to be an excuse. It's meant to be an explanation. I want to see that list. I am not hopeful that we ever will. And if we do, I would be willing to bet $20 right now that that list is going to have more black marker on it than you've ever seen in your lifetime. They're going to need a lifetime supply of Sharpies in order to cross out all the things they're going to redact off of that Epstein list. I understand why you want it. I want it badly. Those are two reasons why you may not have seen it quite yet. And I'm not sure if you ever will. I know that sucks. Sorry about that little true sledgehammer I had to hit you in the face with, but that's what it is, right? Let's do some emails before we deal with all this other Ukraine stuff and all the other nonsense going on. First, let's get you a free phone. You need an iPhone 14, a brand new one. Or a Samsung Galaxy if you're one of the weirdos who goes with Samsung. Listen, Pure Talk's giving out free phones. With a qualified purchase, you get to claim a new iPhone, a new Samsung Galaxy. Now, this is the patriotic cell phone company that'll make you pay less, that will hire Americans. Pure Talk believes in hiring Americans, and I so adore that. And they didn't just come around to that once Donald Trump got elected and hiring Americans became the popular thing to do. When every other corporation in the country was shipping out American jobs to India, Pure Talk was hiring American citizens. Their CEO fought for this country. Makes me feel freaking good to pay my cell phone bill, and not just because I pay half, not to sound like Chris. Dial #250 and say the keyword Jesse Kelly. It takes like 5-10 minutes on the phone. It's easy. With a free phone. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't forget, you need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, for Thursday, to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jewish producer Chris is all, he's all mad about the Epstein list. He wants the Epstein list now. He says, you actually brought up a point that's going to allow me to make another point. As he was ranting and raving at me during the break, he said, you want to associate with a pedophile? I want to see the list. Okay, I get it. Let me ask you something. This is a legitimate question. And obviously, I'm not defending Epstein or any scumbag who did anything like that. Jeffrey Epstein was a billionaire financier. What if there are people on the list who flew on Jeffrey Epstein's plane, maybe even flew to his house, who didn't do anything wrong? Maybe they were doing business. You're telling me you what? Run a background check on everyone you've ever done business with in your life? I don't. I mean, maybe I should now that I look at it, but you're telling me you're some dude, billionaire, he's got some shares, wants to talk about starting a company with you or this or that. You're telling me you're going to comb through? Maybe they didn't know. Look, I'm not defending anybody who's a pedophile. I'm really genuinely not. What if they released that list and, you know, pick a name. Somebody's The Rock. You know, I have no idea if Rock's on the list. Stop. But let's say The Rock's on that list. What if The Rock and Jeffrey Epstein were working on a real estate deal? What if The Rock never did anything wrong, but he's on the list? He's on the flight logs? What, Chris? What? Chris said, are you dragging somebody with business on the island? Well, glad you brought that up. I've told you before about the three times I've ever flown on a private jet in my life. None of them were mine, and I didn't pay for a single one of them. Every single time I did it, some rich guy sent it so I could fly out to whatever. It was always a political event. Fly out to this event or this fundraiser or something like that. One of the times was in Malibu. In Malibu, they were having a big, it was for a conservative cause. I won't go into the details of it, but they wanted me to come out and talk to people and try to help raise money for it and whatnot. And they were fans. And so private jet, hop on there. I know it was really freaking cool. Hop on there, fly out to Malibu. Now, I'll be honest, and maybe this is stupidity on my part, I didn't even know the name of the homeowner. I knew the guy who had the jet, and I knew the people who wanted me to come, but whose house we were going to? He could have had a freaking dungeon, and for all I knew, but I wouldn't know. My name's on a flight log, and it's not Jeffrey Epstein's, but I'm on a flight log. I went to a party at his house. Something to think about, just playing devil's advocate. Something to think about, because we both know what we're all going to assume. I know what I'm going to assume. if that list comes out and I read a name on it, I'm just telling you, I'm going to say that's a bad guy. The second I read that name, that's a bad guy. What if he's not? What if he's not? I'm assuming Jeffrey Epstein did other things when he wasn't ritually abusing young girls. I would hope so, but who knows? Something to think about. Jesse, I haven't listened to today's show yet, so maybe you covered it. Oh, this is about the Epstein list. Yeah, I told you, I get all these emails about the Epstein list. Jesse, ever since Trump took office, it looks to me like the left is dismantling itself. Joyanne Reed getting fired is an example. But I thought the left was the stalwart side, leaving the feckless Republican right in the dust. I understand the right's feeling of strength now, but why does it feel like the left is caving? Well, we have felt surrounded, haven't we? Didn't we feel, it wasn't long ago, didn't we feel like every institution had been conquered by them and it was against us? We felt that way because it was true. Institution after institution, we just lost them. We don't even have the Boy Scouts anymore. We just lost them. Just lost this and lost that. And we were experiencing is loss. Oh man, I lost this institution. I lost that one. And we felt surrounded. And frankly, it felt like they were all powerful. And now it does feel like they're scrambling a little bit. Well, here is what happened and what has happened. It's more than just losing an election. If you look at the actual issues people care about and their opinion polls of the different parties, what we are experiencing is a wholesale rejection of communism, and it's specifically because of how they conducted themselves once they conquered all the institutions. We've done a little discussion on this before, and maybe I'll expand on this again. After we talked to Selena Zito, I actually think I'll expand on this a little bit more. Just kind of a conversation we've had before about institutional legitimacy and how communists have historically, they've thought they could just take an institution. If an institution has legitimacy, that they could take it over and then do whatever they wanted with it. And no matter what, the legitimacy was etched in stone. It would remain forever, and therefore they would have power forever. But they've never understood that legitimacy comes and legitimacy goes depending on how you conduct yourself. We're going to go talk to Selena Zito about Middle America, what they think of the Trump presidency, and then we'll have a little legitimacy talk about this. Why does it feel like the left is on the run? Before we do that, it's always important to look back. And do you ever struggle for things to do with your family? You guys get bored, especially if it's crappy outside, rainy day. Maybe you're having a lazy Sunday. You don't know what to do. What if you guys sat down instead of playing Monopoly and screaming at each other again? What if you took a Constitution course from Hillsdale at no cost? Just try one course. What if you started learning about the stories in the book of Genesis? What if you could get detail and breakdown of those stories at no cost? Hillsdale offers more than 40 free online courses at no cost. This amazing university that's been teaching generation after generation of conservatives, they offer more than 40 free online courses at no cost. There's no cost. You go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse to enroll, and that's it. Great, great thing to do with the kids as a family. I told you, we nerded out on it. That is my new thing. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, traveling back in time into the 1700s with you, apparently, with my good friend Selena Zito, who's going to join us now, one of the great columnists in the country, with apparently music that would make my great-grandfather blush. Selena, what was that?
That was Andrew's sisters, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree.
What era was that in? You weren't even born when that song came. What was that from?
No, it wasn't. But I watched the Abbott and Costello last night with my grandchildren because I can't find anything on regular television to watch with them that isn't like vulgar and awful. And they were on, so that made me think of it.
You have heard of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, I hope. That is very, very kid friendly. Stop. Selena Zito joins us to give us the skinny on what's going on right now. Okay, Selena, so Donald Trump was swept into office, very popular, won the popular vote, swept dome right out of the place. Now he's been president a couple months now. He was swept into office in large part because of inflation and immigration. Those were the two issues that were hot on everybody's mind. You spend the country traveling. You spend your time traveling the swing states, the swing areas, talking to normal people. How do they feel so far? Immigration's obviously greatly improved. Inflation, not so much. What are people telling you?
People are really, really, really happy.
That's what I
thought. Let's unpack a couple things. First of all, the media is really pushing this narrative that, you know, there's all these town halls and people are, and all these protests and people are angry. Not true. These are organized by left funding groups, in particular George Soros, who's investing lots of money. These are people who are actually paid to be mad. And who never, ever voted for Trump. So, you know, that narrative, if you see it, be skeptical, right? Second of all, in terms of immigration, I don't think there's any question that he's been very successful in immediately closing the door and removing people that are here illegally, including here in a town in Pennsylvania, Charleroi, Pennsylvania, where it was just found that there were 25 illegal immigrants here who were, trying to get away with working without any documentation. So, you know, that part is great. Now, in terms of inflation, and Trump admitted that that was going to be not going to be the fastest thing that he's going to be able to do. But here are several things that are going to set that up. First of all, he lifted the ban on liquefied natural gas being exported for the country. That is great. A lot of our inflationary problems stemmed on energy decisions made by the Biden administration. Anything that does free that up starts to impact the sort of a snowball effect in the country and in the economy. The other thing that you're going to see is the impact of tariffs. Now, people are freaked out and they think that, you know, that's going to have a negative impact. I'm not seeing that, in particular with things like steel, you know, things that sort of level the playing field. And so that's going to be slower, but certainly not something you're going to start to slowly see change. In terms of egg prices, which seems to be everyone's obsession, I wish people would do a little more homework. While inflation did impact the price of eggs, but that was during all the sort of regulations on energy. That's not really driving the problem right now with eggs currently. It's the avian flu, and that is what's having a bigger impact on that. And there's a lot of state governors, like here in the state of Pennsylvania, whatever way you feel about Josh Shapiro, he does an incredible job of being on top of the avian flu and making sure that our agriculture department is one step ahead of the game.
Speaking with Selena Zito, wonderful author. Okay, Selena, the propaganda has really so far focused from the Democrat side on the cuts. Chuck Schumer's out there every day, we're cutting too much. And the plight of the fired federal worker. You can't turn on a news channel without a fired federal worker sobbing into the camera. I lost my job. I'm not allowed to tranny the African kids anymore and all this stuff. Is that stuff landing? Now, obviously, it doesn't land with me because I have no heart whatsoever, but is it landing?
Well, here's the thing. No decent person wants to see any normal person lose their job. And however, it is, and I wrote a piece about this, it sort of burns me as someone who lives in the industrial Great Lakes Midwest, you know, the furthest corner in Pennsylvania, to see all of these sob stories for people that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars, who have degrees from three different universities. And there was none of that. And I wrote about this. There was none of that once the mills closed around here. Nobody showed up. Last year in Weirton, West Virginia, when 1,000 people lost their jobs, 60 Minutes didn't come here and say, what are you going to do? Because it leaves the impression that people that work with their hands are disposable, or live in the middle of the country are disposable, but the people that work in the Beltway are much more important, so therefore we need to write this story. And it sort of has to do a lot with their impression of Trump. If Biden cost jobs like he did in Weirton last year, nobody showed up to write that story. But they sure write a story if Donald Trump causes someone to lose their job.
Selena, you know I used to spend time in Weirton, West Virginia, because I was born in Ohio. And one of the earliest memories I have of my father giving me anything was a little knife, which I still own. That it is a Weirton steel knife, has Weirton steel printed right on it. I'm sure they're out of business by now, but I still have that knife, and it means the world to me.
That is so cool. I literally cried with the people that lost their jobs that day. I went out there, you know, and they were all like marking the steel, like last roll out. And I've been here since 1985. And like my heart was breaking. The poor town of Weirton is like on its knees. And this is just the Weirton steel plant was once the largest employed the most people in the state of West Virginia. That's how big it was. There were almost 20,000 people that worked there at its peak.
Oh, yeah. You should see the look on Chris's face. He's just shocked. Chris, I tried to explain to people, Selena, that these, you know, Rust Belt towns, that the plant is the town in many cases. In Toronto, Ohio, it was the power plant. I remember it like it was yesterday. Yep. Almost everyone I knew, they worked in the plant. Their dad worked in the plant. Sometimes their mom worked in the plant. The plant is the town. If the plant goes away, the town goes away.
That's exactly right. And there are people in these plants whose grandfathers, their children work side by side with you. Like, it is so ingrained in the community. And if you don't work directly for the plant, you work indirectly at a widget, someone that supplied the widget, or the mechanic, or the barbershop, or the diner. Everything revolved around these places, and they just cavalierly just walk away from these places, and nobody does their story. Oh, they'll come back and do like glossy, like this used to be something. But when it happens in the minute, nobody, when Youngstown, Ohio crashed upon itself in September 19th, 1977, no one showed up. I went through CBS 60 Minutes News archives. There wasn't one story. Do you know where the New York Times put that story? Page
B12. Jeez. Selena Zito, you are the best. Go sign up for her newsletter. It's freaking awesome, and it's free. SelenaZito.com. Selena, I appreciate you very much.
Thanks, and people can pre-order my book, too.
Where? Whoa. What's this about? Come on, give it to me.
So if your listeners don't know, I was beside President Trump, like 4 feet away from him when he was shot in Butler. The book is called Butler. It is an incredible journey along with the president and throughout Pennsylvania into stories you never heard about how he won and how the Heartland responded to him. But it has there's a lot of really great interaction between the president and I the day after the day he was shot and in the weeks and months following.
The book is Butler by Selena Zito. Go get your hands on it. Well, pre-order it. Selena, thank you, ma'am.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
How about that? She's the best. Is she not just pleasant? You know, don't you want her to bake you some cookies? Every time Selena comes on, I'm all, man, I want some cookies. I've never even had her cookies, but gosh, now I'm starving. By the way, did you see this one? They got their hands on a pedophile. I'm not going to describe for you the things he did to children, but we still have animals everywhere in this country. Everywhere. Now, let me ask you, honestly, just genuinely asking, do you act like it? Do you go to the gas station as if there's an animal around you? Oh, but not here. I live in a safe town. Really? Do me a favor. Maybe you've thought about buying a Byrna pistol launcher before. It's non-lethal, but maybe you've thought about buying one of these before, and then you think, well, I'm in a safe town. I don't want to carry that. Go look up the state sex offender registry for your area. They'll have a little place where you can just put in your zip code. Now, do you think you need to carry something on you? Do you think your wife does? Your daughter? BYRNA, legal in all 50 states. No permit, no background check needed. A Byrna pistol launcher will save your life, the life of someone you love. Byrna.com/Jesse gets you a big discount. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Selena Zito is the best. I still really want her to make me some cookies. And I also want you to email in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. And always keep in mind. Hey, Chris, would you go ahead and turn on the soundboard for the 10th time? Here we go.
You know, freedom is not free.
Sometimes Chris turns off the soundboard on me. Yeah, I know he does it on purpose to mess with me. I know he does. All right, now let's go back to the talk we had. Someone had emailed in and they said, hey, legitimacy. Why does the left feel like they're on the run? It just feels like they were all powerful. Now it feels like they're on the run. It feels like they're coming apart. Well, we had this talk one time before, so I'm going to have it again because we really need to understand what they did and why it feels like it's coming apart, because we have to continue on. Remember, I've said that the legitimacy you give to corrupt institutions, that is the power the communists will use to destroy you. The legitimacy you give to corrupt institutions, that's the power the communists use to destroy you. And here's what I mean. Communists, Antonio Gramsci was really one of the main ones. He was an Italian communist. They realized that they couldn't get past our institutions. Not just America, that was their main problem, but Western institutions kept stopping communists. It kept stopping the communist revolution. They wanted a revolution here the way they had in the Soviet Union, the way they had in China, and they couldn't get past our institutions. They tried to blow everything up, and they tried all these things. It just wasn't working. And they figured out, we need to take over the institutions. Let's stop taking them on and start taking them over. Yes, we can throw poop at each other on the street corner all day long, but that doesn't take over a country. The institutions run the country. We have to take the institutions. The long march through the institutions, as he said. And so when it comes to things like the FBI or the Boy Scouts or whatever, the media, the education system, instead of fighting against it, instead of throwing nail bombs at it, stupid protests, hell no, we won't go, any of that stupid stuff they did, they thought, well, let's just go in and apply for jobs. Let's focus on that institution. Let's get our people in there. And then once you have a foothold, once you have a beachhead, you know, let's say you're trying to take over the FBI. Well, you're not going to get to the whole thing. That's going to take a lot of time. And again, it's a long march. But if you can at least kind of get into the old HR department, Well, that was really the beachhead into America's corporate world, into so many of these bureaucracies. What you need to do is get your way into the department that controls the hiring and firing. And then, look, you've seen what's going on at the NSA, CIA, all these degenerate tranny turbo freaks spewing the most vile anti-Christian stuff in the world. Well, if you're one of the people who believes in the long march through the institutions, you go grab as many freaks as you can and hire them. Just get as many in the door as you can. Once they're in the door, they'll do freak things. They'll march on behalf of the revolution, and you win in the end. But there was one horrible miscalculation the communists made, and frankly, it's one they've made every single country they've taken over. They view legitimacy, I'm going to stop using that word. They view public approval. That's the word I'm looking for that drives it home more. They view public approval as a permanent thing, meaning pick your number. Let's say 80% of Americans approved of the FBI back in 1980. That number is probably actually low. But let's say 1980, 80% of Americans approved of the FBI. The communists looked at that and said, well, okay, we want to destroy the country and arrest our political opponents. Let's take over the FBI and we'll just send them after moms and pastors and stuff. Ha, ha, ha. It'll be fun. Ha, ha, ha. They thought they could take it over and then do whatever they wanted with the institution. And that legitimacy was etched in stone, that it would remain forever. So they took them all and the communists' fatal flaw oftentimes is they can't control themselves because it's a demonic religion. You know, they don't control themselves. They don't keep themselves in check. They just eat and destroy and eat and destroy and eat and destroy. Once they took all our institutions, let's call it even 5 years ago, they just waged flat out war on everything that is good. They acted as if the public approval of every one of these institutions would remain without end. So we'll just do whatever we want with the Army, the CIA, the Boy Scouts, the NFL, the whatever. We'll just do whatever we want. And the people who trust it now, they'll always trust it because it's etched in stone. But that's not how it works. And that is a blind spot for communists and always has been. And so the unraveling you're currently seeing of the American left, where it seems like they are on their heels, unsure, they're afraid. What you're seeing is they took these institutions and now the institutions themselves are being rejected. And the communist is looking at his 80-100-year plan coming apart. And they have no idea what to do with that. But the FBI said, yeah, I hate the FBI. What do you mean you hate the FBI sucks. I hate them. You loved them yesterday. Yeah, but that was before you took over, you dirtball. That's what happened. Also, I don't want your dog to die. I want your dog to live as long as possible. Don't you? Is there anything worse? The last dog I buried, his name was Hank. He was a black lab. And I had to go in the backyard with my dad and a shovel. I had to bury my dog. And you know I'm not exactly a big crier. I cried. I did. It's the worst thing in the world. Rough greens for me. It's not just, you know, created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. That's kind of the foundation of it. Rough greens for me is a longer life for Fred. That's how I look at it. Because dog food is dead. There's no nutrition in it. Rough greens is the nutrition, all the digestive enzymes and vitamins and minerals and omega oils. It's all in rough greens. You should see Fred's coat now. It's shiny. The breath is better. His energy levels. Fred used to crap out a little bit. About a mile into a walk, Fred would run out of gas. No more. You want a free jumpstart trial bag for your dog or cat? They have Meow Greens too. 833-33-MY-DOG. Or roughgreens.com/Jesse. Let's talk about this Russia stuff and world realignment next.